Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Proverbs 19, verse 14. Proverbs 19, verse 14 says, "Houses and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord."
You know, honey, recently as I was reading that scripture, I felt like God wanted me to write about the joy of having a prudent and understanding wife.
Well, thank you, darling.
Now, immediately, I started having all kinds of warm, fuzzy thoughts about you.
Well, thank you.
As my fine wife. I began to recall the long list of character qualities, most excellent things about you. I was getting fired up about the prospect, of writing about my, if you allow me to say this, smoking hot wife, to use a contemporary vernacular. Ever as I continued meditating, the Lord directed me to write about fathers giving their children an inheritance of houses and riches.
Oh, well, darling.
I'll write about you on another day. Back to the teaching. In searching Proverbs 19:14 in the Strong's Concordance, we found that house means exactly what you would expect, a dwelling place. Inheritance is just that, something that's passed from one generation to the next. You know, honey, I've heard those who promote a poverty mentality say that riches is just inner peace, a feeling of comfort, and spiritual satisfaction. Now, that sounds nice, but the Bible proves otherwise. In the Strong's Concordance, riches is the Hebrew word H-1952, and it means wealth, riches, substance. So, according to dictionary.com, wealth, riches, and substance are defined as follows. Wealth is defined as a great quantity or store of money, valuable possessions, property, or other riches. And the word riches, defined as having wealth or great possessions, abundantly supplied with resources, means or funds, wealthy. And substance, it's defined as possessions, means, or wealth. I think anyone who doesn't have a hidden or opposing agenda would have to admit that the reference to house and riches in Proverbs 19:14 is definitely talking about money and possessions. That Hebrew word appears 26 times in the King James Version of the Bible. Listen to some of this.
In Psalm 112:3, it says, "Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever."
Now, baby, that's a really great scripture to personalize.
Indeed.
Wealth and riches shall be in Paul's house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Wealth and riches shall be in Brenda's house, and her righteousness endureth forever. Wealth and riches shall be in Ronaldo's house, and his righteousness endureth forever.
Psalm 119, verse 14 says, "I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches." But listen to the contemporary English version of Psalm 119:14. "Obeying your instructions brings as much happiness as being rich." That's an interesting take. Proverbs 3:9 says, "Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase." Notice how you honor the Lord, honey.
Yep, that's
Proverbs 6:31. Proverbs 6:31 that we've quoted recently says, "But if he be found," meaning the thief, "he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house." And that's, of course, getting stolen property returned.
Right.
Proverbs 24:4, Classic Amplified Bible. "And by knowledge shall its chambers of every area be filled with all precious and pleasant riches."
You know, we could go on listing the scriptures that have that Hebrew word, H-1952, that's in those texts or the verses you just read. But we believe you're getting the picture. When the Word of God says house and riches, it's not just a good feeling. The words mean exactly what the scripture says it means.
Now let's go a little further. Proverbs 13, verse 22 says, a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just.
According to Strong's Concordance, the word good is the Hebrew word H-2896. H-2896, and it means good, pleasant, rich, agreeable, prosperous, understanding, excellent. We think it's fair to say that a good man, as defined in the scripture, is also a rich and prosperous man. Interestingly enough, that Hebrew word is used 7 times in Genesis 1, where the scripture says, and God saw that it was good. To me, that gives a little more, if you will, to the word good. I mean, we're comparing a good man with the same word used to define creation.
Wow. The New Living Translation of Proverbs 13:22 says, good people leave an inheritance to their grandchildren, but the sinner's wealth passes to the godly.
That's a good one to personalize,
isn't it? It's a great one to personalize.
For instance, but the sinner's wealth passes to Al.
But the sinner's wealth passes to Mona.
But the sinner's wealth passes to Dorothy.
But the sinner's wealth passes to Diane and Dave.
Hallelujah. Personalize that for you.
Amen.
So we've established that a good man, good woman, leave an inheritance to their grandchildren.
Again, there are some who say the inheritance is of a spiritual nature, no question, but a good man will leave his grandchildren a legacy of spiritual insight, plus a good name and the wisdom of his experience. However, that's not what the scripture is saying if you look up the words translated from the original Hebrew.
You know, honey, I've got the Strong's Concordance right here. The word inheritance is the Hebrew word H-5157. H-5157. And truthfully, I think it's pronounced something like Nahil. And it means to get a possession, acquire, inherit, possessions, and property. The word Nahil, according to Hebrew's Concordance of the King James Bible, is in Scripture 64 times, baby, and 59 verses. And 49 of those times is translated as inheritance or inherit.
Interesting.
You know, as I scan the verses, it's very clear. The word Nahil is not referring to something intangible, but rather something totally tangible in property and possessions. It's obvious that one of the qualities of a good man, good woman, is that they leave an inheritance of a tangible nature to their grandchildren. And we're not saying that every person should have a leaving inheritance the size of that from the Rockefeller or Buffett estates. See, it's just all relative. But the scripture is clear that you're to leave an inheritance. And if you scan the use of the word Nahil, you'll notice that's generally not associated, well, with chump change, broken down cars, or debt-laden stuff. Recently, I read, honey, where it's expected that over $10 trillion will be transferred through inheritances over the next 2 decades. $10 trillion.
Mm.
And this will surprise you, but the average inheritance is to be about $200,000. If that's the average, there obviously be those who receive much less and those who receive much more. We've got 7 tips for you that can help you protect your hard-earned money and ensure that it gets where you want it to go, and that's not the coffers of the IRS.
Amen to that.
Number one.
Number one, review your current wills or your living trust, particularly after moving to another state. Number two, consider using a living trust if you don't have one. A living trust helps to avoid probate, reduces legal fees, and allows your beneficiaries to pay the least possible in taxes, oftentimes. Number three, be specific about who gets what to avoid family arguments. There are certain legal terms that you can use to specify heirs, and an attorney will know what to use. Number four, determine whether or not you may need two living trusts depending on the size of your estate. Number five, maximize the benefits of life insurance. And six, prepare all legal documents, including a fully executed power of attorney in case one parent becomes incapacitated.
Number seven, talk with a good CPA and several financial planners to get multiple opinions.
That is really important because you will get different visual. You'll think that you got all of it in one until you start listening to the others, is really what I'm saying, because you get various ideas in it. All of them together will help you decide on the real one to use.
There's a real good reason the scriptures discuss inheritance. We hope you found that so far in today's call. So here's the bottom line. Don't put off doing what needs to be done. Now, we're going to share with you three quotes about your inheritance, which we found while preparing this teaching. First, Patrick Henry, Revolutionary War patriot, once said, "This is all the inheritance I give to my dear family. The religion of Christ will give them one which will indeed make them rich."
Second, Albert Einstein, the obvious brilliant mathematician and scientist, once said, "Bear in mind that the wonderful things you learn in your school are the work of many generations. All this is to put in your hands as your inheritance in order that you may receive it, honor it, add to it, and one day faithfully hand it on to your children."
And third, Smith Wigglesworth, one of God's generals, author of Ever-Increasing Faith. If you've never read that book, you need to read it. Brother Wigglesworth said, "Enter into the promises of God. It is your inheritance. You will do more in 1 year if you're really filled with the Holy Ghost than you could do in 50 years apart from Him."
Hallelujah. Hey, guess what?
Guess what?
Tonight.
Yes.
Sunday night.
Hallelujah.
Live.
I'm going to jump up and down and run around the room.
It's going to be good.
So it will be.
Plan to be there with us.
6 p.m. Eastern.
That's right.
Go to haroldherring.com, click the little button that says
"Join
Harold and Bev Sunday Night Live."
And see us live. And if you are by chance, out and about and not able to, then you can always tune us in later.
That's exactly right.
Join us and we'll be happy to see you.
And needless to say, if you've been blessed by the teaching,
Go
to haroldherring.com where the button says "Sow a Seed." Just ask God what seed He'd have you put in the ground. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. Well, until tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern, or tomorrow morning and every morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.